You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. The committee will be in order. The proposition on the table, Mr. Wolfson.
What do we do about the 2.5 million people who've come out and voted? Putting aside the state officials, the candidates, or everyone else, what in our country do we do to honor and count the votes of people who voted?
That's actually Howard Wolfson from the Hillary Clinton campaign speaking on The Takeaway last week, and he's stating what will be on the table this weekend in a hotel room in Washington, D.C., the fate of primary voters in Florida and Michigan. With all the so-called defining moments in this long party nominating process, why shouldn't there be a defining moment in an obscure hotel room somewhere? But in this room, the DNC's Committee on Delegate Selection and Bylaws will meet to decide what to do with the Michigan and Florida delegates to the Democratic Convention. Now, if you've been on Pluto for the past 6 months, perhaps you missed that the Florida and Michigan delegations were disallowed because they moved their primaries sooner than the party wanted as a penalty. They can't vote for the nominee. The ban has been challenged. At 9:30 on Saturday morning, the committee will convene. What's going
to
happen?
Are you sure it's going to be in an obscure hotel room?
Well, it's a nice hotel. It's
but
a
I
nice
think it's
hotel.
Actually public.
It is public. It's obscure hotel, but it is a public meeting. And it's going to be a formal hearing, or is it going to be like the Rotary Club? Let's consult Spinoza on this, all right? And not the philosopher, but the blogger and California superdelegate Ed Spinoza, also known as Mr. Super. What's this hearing going to be like, Ed? Rotary Club or some kind of, you know, Nuremberg trial?
Hi there. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, last name is actually Espinoza.
Espinoza.
And, It's probably going to be more like a hearing. What you should expect to see is you've got a committee of about 35, 40 people, and you'll have a room of observers, and then you'll have some folks coming in to make their presentations. You'll have a presentation made by each presidential campaign, but more importantly, you'll have one made by each state delegation, one from Michigan and one from Florida, talking about why they think that their delegation should be seated in full.
And those presentations are 15 minutes each, right? There's strict rules on this.
That's right. Yeah, they have a limited amount of time to make their presentation. There'll probably be a question and answer session from the committee. Now, the committee has been through this before. They've been keen to this process for not just a couple of months, but for a couple of years. On the website I put up earlier this year called MrSuper.org, there's actually a comprehensive timeline dating back to 2002 detailing how we got to where we are today, with these states wanting to move up earlier, wanting to break the lock that Iowa and New Hampshire have had on the early nominating process for years. It's something that has quite a bit of history behind it and something we've been dealing with for quite some time.
But the meeting, the morning they're going to have the presentations, and then in the afternoon there's going to be deliberations and a decision. Is all that going to be public?
As far as the deliberations go, I can't say. That I'm not for sure, but I do know that I do expect a decision to be made on Friday, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
quick question for you. The Democratic Party, according to one report from the AP analysis, says Michigan and Florida must lose at least half of their convention delegates for holding their primaries too early. Have you heard that?
Well, I know that there's different theories as to what we should do. The rules state that if they break the rules, there's a 50% penalty.
Okay.
And that's what's currently in there. The question is whether or not that 50% is the maximum or the minimum. The language is not entirely clear as to whether it is a maximum or a minimum.
Well,
I think it's
Ed Espinoza, there are going to be all kinds of arcane rules this Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.